This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Police in Idaho say they're looking into whether two gang members killed two people while they were on the run.
Police in Idaho have arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and the accomplice who helped him escape Wednesday following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital.
We once again want to make known Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger, courtesy KIVI-TV. Police say the two were arrested without shots being fired about 130 miles from the hospital during a traffic stop in Twin Falls. Shackles were found near one of two separate homicides being investigated. Officials say both suspects are members of the Aryan Knights prison gang and had mutual friends in and out of prison. I'm Norman Hall.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, the final stop in his urgent trip to the region. He'll talk with Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet about Israel's war with Hamas. Here at home, several key federal agencies could shut down within hours if lawmakers don't agree on a spending package. Allergy season is here, earlier than expected, and stronger. Millions of Americans have itchy eyes and a runny nose.
Dr. Anju Peters of Northwestern Medicine says if you're experiencing those symptoms, you're not alone.
Almost 25% of adults have allergies, and almost 20% of children have allergies, so it's very common.
She says there are steps you can take to relieve your suffering.
Know when the pollen count is highest. Don't be outside during those times. Keep your windows closed in the car, in your home. Change your clothes when you come inside. You know, wear glasses. Try over-the-counter medications. Reach out to your doctor.
I'm Donna Warder.
Oakland beat Kentucky 80-76 last night in the first round of the NCAA tournament. This is AP News. Now to AI.
The United Nations adopted a resolution backing efforts to ensure artificial intelligence is safe. The resolution was sponsored by the U.S.
As President Biden was quoted as saying, "This is a big bleeping deal."
Over the past few months, the U.S. and Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield worked with more than 120 countries, including Russia, China, and Cuba, to ensure powerful new AI technology benefits all nations, respects human rights, and is safe, secure, and trustworthy.
AI is existential. And not only in its threats, of which there are many, but in its opportunities, of which I believe there are many more.
The resolution aims to have rich developed countries and poor developing countries all at the table in discussions on AI. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.